Chapter 4. There was a note on Ben's desk when he got back to the detective bullpen. It was written on a plain square of white paper, and it was from Leon Patterson, one of the medical examiners in the coroner's office. It said that he'd finished with case number 306, which Ben figured was the number he'd assigned to the little girl, and that he'd be in his office at Hillman Hospital until 6. Patterson was already on his way out when Ben met him in the hallway.
"I came over to see about that little girl," Ben said.
Patterson glanced at his watch.
"Can it wait till tomorrow, Ben?"
"No."
Patterson looked puzzled.
"Why? She kin to somebody important?"
"I don't know who she's kin to, Leon," Ben said. "But I don't want to wait until tomorrow."
Patterson shrugged heavily.
"All right, then," he said wearily. "Come back in and I'll show you what I got."
Ben followed Patterson as he walked back down the hallway and into a small room where two stainless steel tables rested beneath a bank of fluorescent lights. An old black man, gray-haired and somewhat stooped, was hosing blood from one of them. It flowed in a broad swath into the drains on either side of the table, then washed down into the two separate buckets beneath them.
"Woman out in Bush Hills," Patterson explained. "Sudden death. Big insurance policy. DA wanted a full autopsy."
"Did you do a full one on the girl?" Ben asked.
Patterson laughed.
"Come on, Ben. What for? Anybody could see what happened to her."
He walked over to a large metal file cabinet and pulled out a plain manila envelope.
"Read it for yourself. It won't take you long. Just about 3 lines. Death by gunshot wound. You could have figured that out yourself."
"I want a full autopsy," Ben said.
Patterson's eyes widened.
"For God's sake, Ben, didn't you see the back of her head?"
"Full autopsy, Leon," Ben told him. "Orders from the top."
Patterson's eyes narrowed.
"From the top?" he said unbelievingly.
"I'd like for you to do it now, Leon."
"I've got this woman to do first."